Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Malia Jean.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm talking with Cindy Hicks. Now, tell me what you do over in Ames, Cindy.
So I am the executive director of the Main Street program in Ames. We work to beautify downtown Ames, also historic preservation and economic development of downtown Ames.
Oh, wow. Actually, had no idea that you were involved in that many aspects of it. That's kind of cool. That's a big scope. Now, that sometimes means putting on fun events and parties to help raise money to continue those efforts, right?
That is correct. And Friday, we have the annual Foodies and Brew event coming up over here in Ames. It's presented by Fairway Stores this year, which is very exciting for us. We have a lot of the old favorites returning as far as restaurants and beers are concerned, and a few new ones. We have a new location this year for the event, and so it's going to be a really good time.
So for those who haven't been before, where were you before? Was it on Main Street?
Correct. We were actually on Douglas, which is a block off of Main Street in downtown Ames. Mm-hmm. However, this is a fundraiser. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, and if it rains, that kind of puts a damper on that.
Literally.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
literally, yeah. We're looking for a way to make sure that that was a successful event so we can continue doing all of the projects for downtown Ames.
Okay, so you decided on the airport. So tell me about the location. Are you in a hangar? Is that why you're not worried about the rain?
Yeah, the city of Ames built a new municipal airport hangar, and they very graciously allowed us to use that airport hangar for this event. It's quite large, and has an 80-foot door that opens up to the runway.
Whoa.
Which is really super cool. I was out there a couple of days ago just checking out the location, and the hangar door was open, and you could see planes landing, planes taxiing. It really made a cool ambiance.
And I imagine it will be open for the event because you want to keep the rain off your heads, but you want to see what's going on.
Correct.
Absolutely. That's cool. Not that it's going to rain on you. It's actually supposed to be kind of nice this weekend.
Day.
Yeah.
It's going to be so beautiful, we're not going to know what to do with ourselves.
Except for eat more and drink more, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you said there are some new ones and some old favorites returning. So tell me a little bit more in detail about some of the people that you have coming.
So we have more restaurants than we have ever had before this year. This is the fifth year, I believe, for the event. Chef Kevin Terrell and those guys, of course, are returning. They have been there every single year, and they've taken home the People's Choice trophy every single year. Now, from what I understand, there's quite the competition going on. There was a little calling out on Facebook by Dublin Bay, who says they are coming for, and that's an exact word, quote, coming for Chef Kevin and that trophy. So we have also the Mucky Duck, which is returning from last year, Whiskey River, Arcadia Cafe, which is a favorite in Campus Town, Jethro's Barbecue, Old Main Brewing Company. They are bringing food and beer.
Good. Everybody
loves friends like that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Watch Ya Smokin' Barbecue, which has become very popular over in these parts. Wheatsfield Grocery, Wheatsfield Co-op, Wallabies, Cornbread Barbecue.
Mm.
I think that pretty much covers the food. And
well, that's a lot of different eateries that are going to be showing up here. That's very cool. And I mean, some of those names might be familiar to our listeners. Others are not. Are those all restaurants that are in the immediate Ames area?
They are. And
okay.
Some of the best chefs in town. And so we are very excited to see what they bring.
Cool.
This has become quite the competition.
Again, I love hearing that they're calling each other out and saying, hey, we're gonna take it this year. That's very exciting.
Yes,
that means they're really going to be doing their best to bring really delicious food to this event.
Right. And then, of course, you can't have food without beer. Right.
Got to have something to drink along with
15 different beers to try, and we are sticking with our Shorey County breweries. So Torrent Brewery, Boone Valley Brewing, Alluvial Brewing Company and Old Main will each bring four beers apiece.
Oh, wow.
For folks to sample with the food choices. Of course, we encourage folks to make sure that if you're going to have a few drinks, that you also have a ride home.
Yeah.
So you can make sure you arrange for that. We want everybody to be safe. And we don't really put a cap on how many times you can refill your sample glass.
Right. So bring that friend that doesn't like beer.
Right.
To drive you home.
call the Uber. They come out there, too.
Right. Yeah. Taxis are good. Call phone a friend.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, the tickets for it's 12 restaurants and 16 beers are $30 in advance. So if you buy them before Friday, you can get them at the Ames Chamber of Commerce. Just walk in and pay $30, or mm-hmm. you can buy them online at amesdowntown.org. If you buy them online, there's a little service charge that our company service company charges.
Yeah.
Or you can buy them the day of the event for $35. However, I will say that we're getting close to being sold out.
Okay.
So if you really, really want to go, I wouldn't wait until you're standing at the gate to buy tickets. That's been okay in the past and has worked, great for folks. We usually have plenty left, but we're getting close to being sold out now. So
right, and you want to make sure that those who have purchased tickets get all the food and drink that they paid for.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
right.
Understandable. I guess. That is a good idea, trying to get tickets in advance, and then you can, always take a trip out there and see if you can get in, of course. That wouldn't be a bad idea because you wouldn't want to miss out either way.
Right, correct.
All right. Well, where can people find information about this online or on Facebook? How do they find more if they are looking for it?
So if you go to amesdowntown.org, you can find all kinds of information. You can also go to Facebook. So that's facebook.com/foodiesandbrew. Or you can just search Foodies and Brew. You can find it easily there.
Is it under Foodies and Brew 2018?
That's the
That's the Facebook page. Oh, that's the event.
Yeah, the Facebook page is just Foodies and Brew. And
okay.
The word spelled out, mm-hmm. not the symbol.
Oh, yeah, the word and is...
Yes, correct.
And that makes a difference. Thank you for clarifying that.
Correct.
All right. Well, yeah, so I just want to talk to you a little bit. I mean, you've been doing this job for how long now, Cindy?
A little over 3 years.
Yeah, because I think when I came to see Brothers Osborne for Firefly Country Nights, you hadn't been on that long, right?
Yeah, at that point, I had been around for a little over a year.
Just over a year. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. And what, I just want to say, what a snag for you guys getting Brothers Osborne right before they blew up.
Like, oh, I know.
That is amazing. I'm super grateful.
When I tell people, I'm like, yeah, we do big concerts on Main Street. We had Brothers Osborne. They're really impressed.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was impressed at the time. Maybe I have a little bit different perspective on things than that. But that was really exciting. I loved meeting them and getting to see a show that close, it is so amazing. Really.
Yeah,
really great.
And in our beautiful downtown that we have over here in Ames, it's the perfect venue for a party and a good time. And so, we are really excited to host events like that.
Anything coming down the pipe I should know about? Any big announcements?
The Best Stop on Ragbri is going to be on Main Street in Ames.
Okay.
So we'll have our main entertainment on Main Street, and the Ragbri Beverage Garden for Ames will be on Main Street. That's July 24th, and so the music starts at 4 p.m. We will have two main stages and one side stage, so three locations for live entertainment. We'll have, of course, food vendors. Our downtown businesses will be open for business that day, so you can go in and check those out. And it's going to be a good time.
So that's not just for people riding in Ragbri. Anybody is welcome to come
everybody.
Enjoy
yeah,
the
anybody.
Atmosphere and music and check out downtown Ames.
Yeah, and that's completely free. Coming up on June 1st, before that, we have our annual art walk. And that's always a great time. We have we usually host 40 to 60 different artists in locations throughout downtown Ames. You can walk from business to business and check out artists of all genres. You can eat dinner downtown and stop in some of our downtown bars and have a drink. There'll be live music, a chainsaw artist. I mean,
cool.
All kinds of fun that night. So that's June 1st.
I did make it over there for that 2 years ago for the art walk. And very, very cool to go and see all those different artists and stuff going on downtown for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anything else happening that you want to tell us about?
It's spring, and we're going to plant flowers next week and have a community garden, and things are blooming in Ames. And
isn't it lovely? I'm so excited that spring finally arrived. It was a long time coming this year.
It really was. So, yeah, we're getting ready to do some beautification downtown, and I think we have some new banners in the works, and so things are happening in Ames.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Sydney. And I wish that I could come to Foodies and Brew this weekend, but I'm engaged otherwise. But it's going to be a great event, and I encourage people to get their tickets, go out there, eat some food, check out the airport, and support downtown Ames. That's so cool.
Thank you very much for giving me a call today.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1.